Hey, gang. Welcome to Double Down number 2. My name's Dan. I almost said my name's Danfinity. Should I use my real name here? Or should I use, like, my given name here? Or should I use Danfinity? It's probably going to be Dan. I'm probably going to go by Dan here. Double Down is the show that is more of a personal connection to you, to let you know the things that are going on in my head week to week, as well as the things that are going on with stream, professionally, what's going on in the Discord, just to kind of give you an idea of where we're going with all of this, hence the Double Down. This past week has been interesting. It's been challenging and fun in a weird way. So since October, we've been seeing a little bit of a slump in the channel. I think it's partially because we're so Destiny focused, as well as I took a couple weeks off to enjoy myself and spend some time in Europe, which is something I'd never done before, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. The fact of the matter is, when you're making content and when you're out and about, things fall off if you're not checking in regularly. So that 2 weeks, I love it to death. I would never take it back for the world of me. But yeah, it's still kind of like fighting to get back up from where we were in October. It's been an interesting week. So kind of dealing with some professional feelings there, of trying to figure out what I need to do in order to kind of be more creative, to make things that I really enjoy, and to push myself to be better at making them. And so I've been making a whole bunch of overlays. I've been planning on making some videos about how I make overlays and how I do certain things. And we'll get to some of that stuff a little bit later with the stream updates. But personal life-wise, I applied for a job at the library that I work at, and I don't think I got it. Although they haven't contacted me to tell me that I didn't get it. But it would have been nice, because it would have been more hours, and it was flex schedule, so I could go in early and leave early and still have an afternoon to make content or hang out with Jenny and all sorts of stuff. But didn't hear back from that. That's off the board for now. I am going to be looking at a few other opportunities. I think it would be tough to break into any kind of community thing in gaming right now. I think that's just on the face of it. But I am probably going to be looking to see if I can land any editing jobs for podcasts, because I really enjoy editing podcasts. I like making them the best that I possibly can. And there's something that has just been in my wheelhouse forever. I mean, SideQuest Sunday. Well, when did I start doing that? Was it 2018? I think it was 2018, 2017. One of the teens. One of those. Jenny and I just celebrated our 12th anniversary. We spent it in Cincinnati on Saturday. We went to a couple of places. There's this place called Findlay Market, which is an older market. It came around with the first iteration of the baseball stadium. It's really cool. If you're ever in Cincinnati, go check out Findlay Market. Really enjoyed our times there. There's a Colombian cuisine place called the Arepa Place that was wonderful. Their plantain chips were awesome. They had my arepa had chorizo and cheese and egg in it. Just flat out was probably the best thing that I ate that day. It was also cold. There was a weird cold snap in the Midwest on Saturday. Later on that evening, we went on a ghost tour that I'm not entirely sure was led by somebody from the ghost tour. a few years back, Jenny and I figured out that we really enjoyed going to ghost tours in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, the Asheville, North Carolina one was a little expensive for when we went. And we had walked around the city all day. I think it was like a 3-hour tour or something like that. And the guide was very animated about history. He also had like big gym teacher vibes. So he's like, all right, everybody, come across the street. Just a really, really fun, cool experience seeing Asheville in that light after we had explored during the day. And so we kind of were wanting to replicate that a little bit, I think, in Cincinnati. And so we walked around, we took in the city, we took in the sights. We went to a couple of my old haunts from back when I was in bands. I used to play at this bar called Motor Pub in the Over the Rhine district. We went and had a beer there. It was a really good time, and it was like kind of nostalgic too. But we went to the spot for the ghost tour. The guide wasn't there immediately. They showed up like I think a minute before it was supposed to, and they were like, "All right, you guys here for the ghost tour? Let's go." And it started kind of promising. They were very passionate about what they were saying. To say that I don't think a lot of the things that they said were like, this is an old building. There's some weird stuff in there, I bet. You think? Which is, I don't know. Maybe we got spoiled when we went to Asheville. But the Cincinnati tour, it wasn't great. And we ended up making it back on Saturday evening, so that Jenny and I could hang out for a little bit more, and then so I could also make it to stream on Sunday. It's been an incredible 12 years with Jenny. She's so smart and understanding and funny, and just one of the best human beings on the face of the planet, if not the best. So the games that I've been playing, I am very close to the end of my honor run in Baldur's Gate 3. I guess some light spoilers here. I had an instance where Asterion left my party just in the dust. He was very upset that I wouldn't let him take the power from his sire, and he just ran off. Out into the nowhere's place. So that was a thing. I'm really just taking out Ball, and I think after that is the Netherbrain. I think those are the big things. Baldur's Gate 3 is just an incredible game. I'm very lucky. Larian gave me a code for that before we went on our trip to Europe, and just such a solid freaking game. I love that thing. I've been playing Alan Wake on stream for the variety days. Very fun. I liked the first Alan Wake game. Control is also one of my favorite games. And so I think that the Remedy is like probably one of the best storytellers in the game right now. So I've been enjoying my time with that. I also like the way that you can flash into your mind place back and forth, and that you can swap between Saga Anderson and Alan Wake. Tactically, that feels great. Also, the tech on these new gen consoles, in order to make those quick changes, are incredible. Kepler Interactive sent me Ultros and Pacific Drive, so you'll be seeing more of that variety on the channel. Pacific Drive is a lot of fun. It's like an extraction driver, survival extraction driver, whatever. There's so many. I mentioned it to Mega Magwitch or Mega Kumquat now, and Scott was like, there's too many genres, and I tend to agree with that sentiment. But yeah, Pacific Drive is a lot of fun. You're probably seeing a lot of folks on YouTube posting about that. And right now I'm kind of eating my vegetables in Destiny 2. I have a lot of catalysts that I never completed for different exotics in the game. I think there are some catalysts that I just don't have because I didn't bother getting them during the season. So I need to see if there are other sources for them, or pray that Bungie adds them to the game sometime soon. Currently, I think I am at like 67 out of 92 catalysts completed, and that is up from like 58 since Monday. So a lot of Shirochi. A lot of Shirochi just running in there. Speaking of Destiny, there's been a lot of drama going on in Destiny lately, especially with the community. Something that I will say, there's a lot of, I don't want to say that it's deceitful, on its face, because I think the intention is it's the end of the month and people need analytics. And there was a few posts that were going around within the last week of pre-sale numbers being down for Destiny 2's Final Shape. Personally, the methodology that they went around, Scarrow has a good video on this. The methodology that they used to get these numbers was dubious at best. And there's a few different sites. There's a few different Twitter accounts that that kind of pull this every month. And my big message there is to just don't give them the views. If you're sick and tired of seeing bad news, like misinformation, like I don't want to say fake news, but like bad news sources, mute, block, move on. And if you starve them from analytics, that's their bread and butter, that's how they eat, and they'll stop it if their numbers are affected, is eventually what it all comes down to. As long as they get people retweeting and liking and commenting in disgust or commenting in support, that is just another dime in their drawer. So I have tended to just block and move on from those sources. Now we'll move into, I guess, the call to action portion of this. So Discord, coming up in the Discord .gg/Danfinity in the Discord for the Bearded Legion. Game Club. We just had our latest Game Club. It was Cocoon. That is a fantastic game. I didn't finish it. Brutal ended up finishing it and had a blast with the mechanics for it. It is a puzzler. You flash back and forth between different worlds in order to solve puzzles. It has a very Journey and Portal vibe to me. They don't hold your hand at all. I got to like a point where I was like, I had to look at a guide for one of the puzzles. I was like, I don't know necessarily if I need to complete it by going into it that far. But it was a fun experience until that frustration point. I may circle back to it at some point in the future. Who knows? The game that we decided on for the month of March will be Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. It is a fairly short game, as always with our game club. As always, it's fairly new. With our game club, we require, quote unquote, about 4 hours of gameplay just to kind of get you into the mix with it, so that you have a pretty good sense of what the game entails, story wise or puzzle wise. Or just aesthetically, so that you can get a pretty good assessment of it. Thirsty Suitors was the first game that we did for Game Club, and it was wonderful. I ended up like binging it and finishing it in one night. The date that we'll be talking about Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice will be March the 31st. I believe that is Easter Sunday, so plan accordingly. At 8 p.m., we'll be talking about it for an hour before watching Dropouts, Dimension 20, Fantasy High Junior Year episode something. We'll be watching that in the Discord server immediately following our game club discussion. I'm really looking forward to that. It's one that I haven't played before, and it came highly recommended from folks in the game club. So eager to check that out. Also, I think the sequel is coming in May. I think the sequel to Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice is coming up in May. So it's kind of timely. Looking forward to talking to you about that. If you're listening to this episode on the day that it releases, we will be doing sub night, so subscriber night, tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Still trying to decide what we should do. I almost want to watch Starship Troopers in honor of Helldivers. Oh, Helldivers 2. That's another game that I've been playing a lot of. It is so fun. There's a reason why it's taken the Twitch directories by storm. It's just amazing. This will be the last subscriber night that will be on a Wednesday. That has been a pain point for some people with it being right in the middle of the week. They can't stay up too late because they have other obligations such as work or family or kids. So we will be moving subscriber nights to the final Friday of every month just to hang out, play some games, and chat and enjoy each other's company. Tonight, Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., this is the final Wednesday sub night. Sub nights will be moving to the final Fridays of each month from here on out. Also, on March 4th at 10 a.m., I will have office hours available for anybody who is making stuff. If you're editing a video, if you are editing a podcast, if you have some overlays, if you have some streamer bot questions and you need them answered, I hold office hours in the Discord server from 10 a.m. till about 1 p.m. Eastern, just to be a sounding board for people. I know that, I guess, part of my reputation with some people, I guess, is that I'm busy a lot. So these office hours, I do them every other Monday. They're a place where you know I'm going to be, where you know that I'll be open to just kind of pitch some ideas. Or if you just want to shoot the shit, I'm into that too. I like making friends. Stream updates for twitch.tv/danfinity. March 15th will be my second partner anniversary on Twitch, which is incredible. You guys really pushed me to that brass ring a couple years ago, and it was phenomenal. That I'm eternally grateful to you guys for coming through and hanging out with me and enjoying your time with me and to basically showing Twitch, hey, like, we back this guy. That means a lot to me. So second anniversary of that, that's March 15th, but we'll be celebrating it all day on Tuesday, March 19th. We'll be doing that all day. I'm still working out how this is going to work, but the idea right now is that if you're a subscriber through Ko-fi or if you are a subscriber on Twitch, your name will be entered in to win this Stream Deck Plus from Elgato. Elgato is I'm an ambassador for Elgato, and they make excellent products. I love my Stream Deck Plus. I like the tactile feel of all of the little knobs and all the little buttons. Also, this LCD screen that you can just push around is wonderful. So one lucky person is going to win that. And one of these little bearded pin heart pins that is modeled after the emote that Alicia made for us ages ago. So that'll be on March 19th that you'll have the opportunity to do that. We are also 36 points away from starting the journey to the 60-40 split with Twitch. How that split nonsense works is that you have to have 100 sub points for 3 months consecutively in order to get a 60-40 split with Twitch. Currently, my split is 50-50. In order to hit 70-30, you have to go even further than that. Right now, I just want to push to the 60-40. I think that we can do it as a community. You guys are very supportive of me, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. Just trying to like hit that point, I think, is a goal that I have on the horizon for us. In the coming weeks, I'll be working on a new channel trailer. The channel trailer that we have now is fine and fun. It has some old branding on it, and I kind of want to change up a little bit more of the vibe and make it more expressive of who I am and explain who I am. A lot of it are clips from Destiny 2 that either show my fails, show funny moments from stream, or show a triumph with somebody from stream. And those are wonderful. And they'll probably still also be part of the new trailer. I just want to do a voiceover and kind of make it a little bit more explanatory of like who I am, what we do, why we do it, and try to fit it within a minute. I am becoming more and more confident with my video editing skills. And I think that I can pull off something a little bit more professional than I was able to like three years ago. I think it was like 3 years ago that I made that. Also, I should be updating that just about every year. I think that that's probably like a good practice for people in content creation, is to keep updating your work to express who you are in the moment and what people can expect from you. That said, if you see something real fun in my Twitch streams at twitch.tv/Danfinity, if you see something really fun, if you see something that is kind of like a clutch clip, or you see something that is just like insane physics from within the game. We had one from Helldivers tonight that was pretty bonkers when I got rushed by one of the bugs. Clip it! Exclamation clip it in chat, and that will have a bot create the clip, or you can do it yourself, and I can download those, feature them so that they get discovered on Twitch, and I can use really special ones for things like trailers or for TikTok, things along those lines. I think something that I need to be better at is, and something that I'm pushing for in this year, is to post more things for shorts, for TikTok, for reels, as well as get more videos out on YouTube, which is something that I'll talk about at a later date. Stream schedule wise, we're going to be moving the Destiny streams from Tuesdays, from Tuesday resets, to Thursdays in March. That is primarily, we have a bunch of folks who I haven't played with in a while in the helper crew who are only able to do Thursdays. So from the entire month of March, we're going to go back and do Thursday raid helps starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. So if you or a buddy need help in raids, we'll probably, I don't know how we'll do that. Either we'll do the wheel of raids where we spin the wheel and it picks one, or we'll do the featured raid that week. That probably feels like it's a little bit more true, and something that we can knock out pretty easily with folks. So Thursdays will be the new Destiny day for the month of March. Also trying that out for a few algorithm reasons. Tuesdays, I'll be bringing more variety. So Helldivers, I'm going to be playing more Alan Wake and more Pacific Drive. I'll be playing a few other games just as I feel the need. I'll probably end up starting to play the Game Club games each month on the stream too. So it's probably smarter for me to do stuff like that. But so Tuesdays will be variety, except for March 19th. Which is our anniversary. We'll probably be sticking to Destiny 2 all day that day. Something to look out for. I've been building these really fun layered channel point redeems on StreamerBot lately. One inspired by Baldur's Gate and D&D. I have found a real love for tabletop roleplay games and Baldur's Gate and D&D. I found a real love for those over the past couple of years. And so I've made this channel point redemption that allows chat to roll initiative. So you're able to roll a 20-sided die. Once you roll initiative, that unlocks the ability to do a meet it, beat it challenge. Now, the meet it, beat it challenge is that the dice rolls on the screen and you issue a challenge to me in the game that we are playing. So if it's Destiny related stuff, if it is Helldivers 2 stuff, but the idea is that you roll a die, and there's three different rewards for the channel points. You can roll with disadvantage for meet it, beat it, which means that you roll 2d20 and we take the lower of those two die and I roll against that. And if I succeed, then I don't have to do the challenge. But if I fail, then I do your challenge. There's a flat roll and then there's one with advantage, which means that we take the higher number instead. I had a lot of fun building that out today. And it's cool. And that's like a production thing that really tickles my brain. And I just kind of like went hog wild with it today. Like when you roll with disadvantage, the dice glow orange. When you roll with advantage, the dice glow green. That was just fun to build and fun to think about how that kind of layered action works on stream. If you guys are interested in a video or a tutorial of how something like that can work, I'd love to make that and show it to you guys because it was a lot of fun to build. That's layered actions, layered channel point actions. They're kind of the thing that I'm working on right now. That and like overlays specifically for this transition, overlays specifically for Conversation Pit. On the podcast front, what you're listening to now, Destiny Digest. We're kind of in a slow period in Destiny. So I am looking to book more community-minded folks. I have this idea of finding the median player in Destiny 2, or like a group of median players, because it's not just one person. It's probably like 100 people who are all like the exact middle of the pack when it comes to experience in Destiny 2. I kind of want to talk to them. I think that would be an interesting conversation. So if you have a line on how to figure that out, I would love to talk to the person who could help me figure that out, because I think it would be a fun conversation, and something that is a bit of a tone tester. Like we were saying a little up top, things in the Destiny community are kind of going a little wild. After a while, when there's not a lot of content in the game, people just lose their minds. And all sorts of things start kicking up. We have less than 100 days to the final shape, and things are going to get wilder. There's going to be more drama, I'm sure. And I don't want to focus on that. I don't want that to be the thing that Destiny Digest becomes, because it's not fun for me to talk about that stuff. And it's also not fun. I don't think it's useful to the conversation of the game. To talk about presale numbers. I don't know. I'm thinking more community friendly conversations. I want to talk to creators who are not very well known. And I am scheduling a conversation. This is kind of early days, and it may not work out for next week, but we'll find out soon. I want to talk to Tor Callan from Charlemagne, who has all of this wild information about the community, and who puts that information out there. I'm going to have him on to educate. I'm going to try to get Scarrow on to guest host that. And I think that'll be a good conversation, something that's educational for the community to kind of be able to learn how to discern or parse the information that Charlemagne gives us, so that we don't have another one of these, oh man, this emblem isn't on everybody's account, and now Destiny 2 is going to die. Like, so we don't have another one of those conversations. I think that that is useful in this time. Conversation Pit. I am reaching out to creators from outside of Destiny. There's this one guy. His name is Pigmented. I've reached out to him today. He makes these really awesome covers for video games, for Game Informers, that are these beautifully inlaid woodwork pieces that I just want to talk to him about the process. And that's kind of what I want Conversation Pit to be. I want it to be a little bit more about the process of why people create and how they create. Going back to the roots of like what Beardo and SideQuests and then SideQuest Sunday before both of those kind of were. So Conversation Pit, I'm reaching out to folks outside of us. So if you have any, for both shows, if you have any creators that you have in mind that you'd like to hear from, that you feel like have something to add to this discussion about Destiny 2, or if you have somebody who might be interesting for Conversation Pit, hit me with names. I would love to talk to people. If you're listening to this right now and you're like, Dan, I would be perfect for this show, hit me up. I think that we could work something out. It would be a lot of fun. Looking over my notes, I think that's it for the show. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to start doing a thing for these double downs. We're going to do album of the week. And this week's album is Reconstruction Site by the Weaker Thans. Earlier this week, I did a cover of Reasons by the Weaker Thans. They're a Canadian band. John K. Sampson is the primary songwriter that is listed for them. And just an incredible lyricist. All of the albums have this theme around his cat named Virtue. And it's just like really fun indie rock. I would call it dad indie rock. And that album's really, really solid. So Reconstruction Site by Weaker Thans. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think. Love to hear what you think of the Weaker Thans. But that's it for me. Follow me on all the shit. Twitch and TikTok and Twitter and the Instagram, everywhere. Danfinity GG. And if it's not that, then it's just Danfinity. And if it's not that, I don't know who I am. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you find what you're grinding for.